WCH. And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629 2733.
Boom, boom. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I watched a bit of Mini Chef last... I'm sorry.
Hey, terrific.
You've written a book called Mini
That's
Chef.
Really good.
Junior Master Chef last night. And I can't believe that kids of that age are really making those exotic things.
I have to admit, I can't. I find it quite staggering. Hats off to them. Hats off to them. But I think there must be a lot of practice going on beforehand, and I do think there must be a lot of tears being shed, not just by those kids, but by the parents as well. Yeah. As I've said before, I would not wish to subject my child, any child of mine between the age of, well, certainly at the age of 8, to that sort of pressure.
Well, I keep hearing people say that your Mini Chef book is much more realistic. It's the sort of things kids...
much more down to earth.
they not only can easily make the things, but they love to eat them then as well.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Okay, now you're telling me that you've reminded me that Halloween is coming up on the last day of October.
No, I don't know how you could have forgotten, because the shops are just full of it. Yesterday I was in Chatswood. I was just wandering around. I saw so many disgusting things. Like, I saw severed foot, severed hands, great big tarantula spiders. I mean, these things would really terrify kids. Of course, lots of witches' hats and witches' capes and lots of things for trick and treating.
Yeah.
I know that we often slag the Americans because we think, oh, not another American custom being introduced to our country. I know a lot of people think like that. But actually, Halloween is not an American custom.
Really?
It comes from Scotland originally. It was a Scottish name for their Christian feast, which was celebrated on October the 31st.
Uh-huh.
And actually originated with the Druids at the very beginning, when their Lord of the Dead, Samhain, called forth ghosts and evil spirits.
Oh, I see. That's where it all comes from, yes.
And actually, they used to bake an oat cake at that time of the year too, called a... look, I don't know how to pronounce this because I've never had any training in Scottish. Bonac Samhain, it's called. Bonacsamhain. I wonder if any of your listeners know how to make that, because I don't.
What's it made with?
Well, of course, you know, being Scottish, it's made with oats. An oat cake.
Yeah.
Cut... In fact, you know, our Anzac biscuits come originally from that part of the world, made with oats. It's and it's served as a round, in the shape of a round dinner plate, and baked on a hot griddle.
Now, you speak of trick or treat. I wonder how many people who are very conscious now of what they call the dangers of letting...
danger.
Yeah, letting their kids out at night.
Oh, well, I noticed last year, I mean, there's still quite a lot of kids out and about. I think quite a... well, I certainly remember with my children, because it wasn't anywhere near as popular in those days. I would actually, you know, wander along behind them. I think that's the wise thing to do.
Well, the good thing down here, of course, is daylight saving.
Oh,
they can probably do
excellent.
It in daylight.
Okay,
so what sort of a recipe do you have for us?
Well, look, what the Americans did do was introduce the pumpkin. And, of course, the special pumpkin that they grow in Vermont, you know, in autumn at that time of the year and all through the northern United States, are the jack-o'-lanterns. And I know that they're actually being grown here now in Australia. It's only in the last few years that they've become available. And they're wonderful for the children to carve faces into.
Yes.
So in keeping with the pumpkin tradition, I have a recipe for you today for pumpkin and coconut soup. And I've made it a little bit spicy, you know, to add spice to Halloween, by the addition of some red curry paste. So you just need some vegetable oil and you saute your chopped onion in that. Add the red curry paste, a couple of tablespoons full. Some butternut pumpkin, which is peeled and cut into chunks, some chicken stock, salt, and coconut cream towards the end. Very simple.
And
garnish it with coconut cream and coconut peel, if you've got it. Fresh coconut peel, lovely.
Okay, I love that soup, pumpkin soup.
Oh, that is fabulous. And actually, the addition of the red curry paste makes a huge difference.
Okay, now where do we find that?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Okay.
Tell your listeners they can keep watching Mini Chef.
It's 9:45 here is the Monster Mash.